The Gemara picks up at the top of the Amud with a question that Rava asked of Nachman, but it really relates to the issue we were discussing yesterday. And that is, what is the nature of the relationship between the husband, the father and the daughter in a Naira Murasa, a 12 to 12 and a half year old girl who can get married? Her father can marry her off, but she can, we discussed if she can marry herself off, but certainly with regards to we passing that she cannot marry herself off, like Rabbi Yochanan. But with regards to Gerushin, she can accept the get, and the father can accept the get. He vavia mekablin is gita. So the Gemara asks here, boy minei rova mei rov Nachman, when both of them can accept the get, nara mao shetayasa shliach lekabel gita. Let's push the envelope a little bit. We know she can accept the get, but can she also make a shliach to accept the get? Can she appoint somebody else, a representative on her behalf? Miad baila. So what's the suffix? Kiyada viadamya. We know the father can appoint the shliach to accept the get. Maybe she, so if she's like the father, just like the father could appoint the shliach, she can appoint the shliach. Or maybe, no, she's like the shliach of her father, in which case a shliach cannot appoint a second shliach. So, just like her father can appoint the shliach, so too she can appoint the shliach. Or maybe she should be like the chotzer of her father, like the shliach of her father, until the get reaches her hand, she's not migureshah, she cannot appoint a shliach. And the Gemara questions whether or not Rava holds of the suffix. We're going to deal with that in a few minutes. But the Gemara gets back to this issue and concludes, Amalei, if you look right after that little part, not all the way to two dots at the bottom, but a few lines above there, where the beis is in the Ein Mishpat Ne Mitzvah, Amalei, Rav Nachman responded to this suffix, Ein Oysa Shliach. She cannot make a Shliach. Okay? So we had yesterday the Rabbanon. A Naira Murasa, this 12 to 12 and a half year old, not only can she, not only can her father accept the get, she can accept the get. He, Vavia Mekablin Esgita, we discussed with the Katana, both he, Vavia Mekablin Esgita, certainly a Naira can accept her own get. Is she able to appoint the shliach like the father or not? That was the question that was posed to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman concluded that she cannot. What is the suffix here? Can she appoint the shliach? Can she appoint the shliach? So you don't have to be such a lamdin to figure this out. But the Tosfos HaRosh spells it out. Why is the Tosfos HaRosh over here, Ois Aleph? Pshitalei. The Gemara is assuming, Rava assumed, the Afilu Rabbanon Ein Shtei Yadayim Zeches Kachas. He cannot have two people in the driver's seat. You know, like the Medrash by the moon and the sun. Ein, you can't have two kings. Mishtamshu B'Keserecha. They both cannot be the same size until Kodesh Baruch Hu came and he shrunk the moon. You can't have both be in the driver's seat. Someone's got to be the primary balabas over here, and someone is a backseat driver, so, you know, or backseat passenger. Who is it? Who's in the driver's seat and who's the passenger? Who is in charge and can appoint a shliach, and who's not? So pshitale da fiur rabbanon ein shtei yadayim zoches kachas. Le'inyin zeh shtei yada zoich elav mikoyach atzma. Can't be she and her father can both accept the get as bialim. Therefore, kevan the bas dasi yada zoich elav mikoyach aviha. What it means is, since she is of age to make her own decision, so she can at least act on behalf of her father. And she can appoint a shliach, or maybe she cannot appoint a shliach, or she can serve as a shliach from the father. But, I'm sorry, not that she can appoint a shliach. She can serve as a shliach of the father, or maybe she's in the driver's seat, and the father is her shliach. But that's what's really going on here. The question of the Gemara, according to the Tosfos HaRosh, really is, who's the primary participant here, and who's the secondary one? Is it the father, in which case, then the daughter is an extension of the father, but she can't appoint her own shliach? Or no, maybe it's the daughter, and the father is her shliach. That's the suffix that's going on in the Gemara. And the Gemara concludes how? How does the Gemara conclude? Amalei ein oisa shliach. The daughter cannot make a shliach. So Rabbi Isai, what does that seem to indicate? That who's in charge? The father. And the daughter is an extension of him. And therefore she's his, his shliach, therefore she cannot appoint her own shliach. And if you remember yesterday, we mentioned the Ramban, Mem Gimel Amud Beis, derives from here, not like Tosfos. The Ramban said, you know why then she can receive the get? Because she's a bas shlichus. She can be a shliach of the father. A ketana cannot be a shliach of the father. Therefore, a ketana, even if she gets married, Tanaman Anderson cannot accept her own get. She can't be a shliach of the father. The daughter, the Naira, can be a shliach of the father. She's 12 to 12 and a half. A Ketana cannot be. Because who's in the driver's seat? The father. Who's a, you know, representative? Who the daughter is representing the father? But really, it's the father's get. So in which case, the daughters are serving as a shliach of the father. So the Ramban said, okay, that's why it's a Naira, not a Ketana. And that's why a Naira cannot appoint another shliach. It's only the father who can appoint a shliach. Yeah, no. Maybe that was also part of the suffix. Who's in the driver's seat and who can appoint the shliach? And the Gemara concludes in the name of Rav Nachman, he can appoint the shliach and she can't. He's the driver, she's the passenger. Yeah.
No. Why should it be dependent on who the driver is? Because we already have the concept of shliach, master shliach.
That's a general, that's true, but not, that's only if it's, we mentioned at the time, that's only if you give the shliach something. Let's say I have a ring. And I want to give it to a girl for Kiddushin. So I give it to a shliach, go marry this girl for me, that shliach could take the ring and give it to a second shliach. But if it's by Gerushin, we mentioned at the time, we alluded to it, we didn't discuss it at length, but the Gemara says in Masechta Gittin, if all you give is tzivoy, all you give is mili lememtzer on the shliach. All you did was say, go accept the get, shliach cannot appoint a second shliach. You have to give him something substantive. Okay, so over here, the Gemara seems to conclude, who is the primary... participant here is the father, and the daughter is representing him. I mean, it's pretty clear, I'm going to say, right? We presented it yesterday, like it's a machlekes rishonim, you know, so you can do that if you don't know the Gemara, but the Gemara seems to imply over here. We used to have a Rebbe here, we won't mention his name, so he used to say, never ask me from one daf to the other daf. What I say on one daf is on that daf. It's good for that day. And the next day, I'm not interested in hearing kashas. Anyway. I'm serious, I'm not joking. Yeah. He used to say, don't ask me from one shiur to the other shiur. But yesterday we presented as a lamdash machlekes rishonim. Can a ketana accept a get? Can the ketana not accept a get? Who's in the driver's seat? The naira can serve as a shliach of the father. Ketana can't. Or if you remember, we discussed yesterday also. Can ketana, who is so small, not 8 or 9, she's 3, 4, 5. Can the father accept a get on her behalf? Sure, she can't accept a get. She's any adas lishmar's gita. So Rashi said, well, the husband, the father can't accept a get either. Because all he's doing is representing the daughter. And Taisa said, no, the father can accept a get on her behalf because he can watch over her, which we said perhaps also alludes to these two positions, these two possibilities, who's in the driver's seat, the father or the daughter. But the Gemara seems to conclude explicitly over here that the daughter cannot make a shliach. That seems to imply that the father is the one in the driver's seat. He's the primary participant here and the daughter is his representative. However, it's not so clear. Our Gemara is clear. The problem is there's another Gemara. Is the Gemara Masechta Gittin. Look over here, Oizbeis. The Gemara tells us, Amdav Chafala from an Aleph, Shlichus Lekabala Nami Ashram Valkarcha. A Shliach Lekabala, that's a Shliach who's made by the wife to go accept the get, can even accept a get against the wife's will. Meaning she doesn't really want to accept the get, but if she appoints a Shliach to go accept the get can be given to the Shliach Lekabala against her will. You might have argued, yes, you can give the get to the wife against her will, but not to a Shliach against her will. The Gemara says, no, even to a shliach, it could be given against her will. How do you know? Shechein av mekabel get labitoi ketana balkarcha. The father accepts a get against the will of his daughter, the ketana, even though he's just a shliach, the kaboah. So even though it's against the will of the daughter, the father accepts a get. You can derive from here that every shliach, the kaboah, can accept a get against the will of the wife. What's the obvious inference of this Gemara? Who's acting on behalf of who? The father is the shliach of the daughter. What's going on? We just concluded here, Rabbi Isai. According to Rav Nachman, it's unequivocal. Ain of the shliach. The daughter cannot make a shliach. Why not? The Gemara explains. The Tosfos HaRosh told us explicitly. If it wasn't obvious enough, the question is, who is the primary participant here in this divorce? The father or his daughter, who's a Naira. The Gemara concluded, the father, the daughter is his shliach. That's why she can't appoint another shliach. But the Gemara in Gittin seems to say, the father is her shliach. And just like you see, he can accept a get against the will of the daughter, so too any shliach HaKabal can accept a get against the will of the wife. So the easiest way out is always to say, Machlek Sasukis. Some Machrenim do that. Another way out. Again, a doichik. But you could say, our Gemara is talking about how married are they? Are they fully married, somewhat married, half married? What are they? What case are we discussing? Erusin. Maybe a Naira Hamurasa. Who's in the driver's seat? The dad. But at this Gemara in Gittin on the Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph was talking about what? Mina Nisuin. She's fully married. Ooh. Maybe the father doesn't have any more rights there. Meaning even though he's in the driver's seat when she's only Mina Erusin, when she's Mina Nisuin, even though the father perhaps can still accept the get. Really? The father can accept the get Mina Nisuin? We remember we had yesterday a machlekes between Rashi and two Rashis. We had a machlekes about Suffolk and Taisus and Daf Yud Amud Aleph with a katana when she's Nisua. Can the father still accept the get? Or maybe he's out of the picture entirely. Can the father really accept the get on behalf of his daughter who's a katana once she's Mina Nisuin? That's the Suffolk and Taisus and Yud Amud Aleph. So this is not the greatest teretz. Maybe once she's Mina Nisuin, the father's out of the picture. So to say the Gemara in Gittin is talking about Mina Nisuin, there the father is a backseat driver, a backseat passenger. Over here, Mamdan Uvez Mina Erusin, there the father's in the driver's seat. You could say that, but you'd be taking sides in a Machlekes and Taisus on Yudam and Aleph, a Suffolk of Taisus Yudam and Aleph. Once the daughter is Mina Nisuin, does the father still rise to accept the get on her behalf? Maybe yes, maybe no. So most of the Achrayim give the following answer. Nor Sameach asked this contradiction between our Gemara and the Gemara in Gittin. And Nor Sameach answers, it's found by other Achrayim too, that there's a difference between two aspects of the Gerushin. And that is with regards to the divorce itself, the concept of being divorced, the father's in charge. And therefore, who can appoint a Shliach or not, that's only in the hands of the father, not the daughter. While you have this this coexistence of the father and the daughter accepting the get, the father is in charge of the chalois gerushin. The status of being divorced, that's in the charge of the father, and therefore, who can appoint a shliach? The one who's in charge of what's going on here, the power of attorney can only be given over by the person who's really, in charge of the transaction, in charge of what's taking place, that's the father. The Gemara in Gittin is discussing a different issue. The Gemara in Gittin is discussing the act of gerushin. The pasuk says, v'nasan biyada. The father might be in charge of, caring for the daughter. So therefore, he's in charge of accepting divorce on her behalf because Lamaisa, she's still in his charge. He's still responsible for her to a certain degree. She's an Irish. She's not an adult yet. However, who's married, Lamaisa? The daughter's married, not the father. The daughter's married. And when the pasuk says, v'nasan biyada, who's it talking about? The daughter. So when it comes to the act of gerushin, the daughter's in charge. So it's not either or, but it's different aspects related to different individuals. So with regards to the chalois gerushin, that's the father. Who can appoint the shliach? That's the father. The daughter is his representative. And therefore, she can't appoint another shliach. The Gemara Gittin is discussing the act of gerushin. Accepting the get. The accepting the get, the father is acting on her behalf. Because accepting the get should really be given to her, but not some biyada. And therefore, the Gemara concludes from the fact that the father, can accept a get on her behalf, even against her will, that must mean that the Shliach LeKabal can also accept a get, in general, against the will of the wife. But they really relate to two different aspects. And all of the issues that we discussed yesterday, can a Ketana accept her own get? Or can the father be Shemer as Gita with regards to Ketana, who's very young? The Machlokes HaRishonim in all those instances is, what does that depend upon? Is that a reflection of the chalois gerushin, where the father's in the driver's seat? That's our Gemara. Or, perhaps no. Perhaps accepting the get for a ketana, let's say, is a function of, the act of gerushin, not the chalois gerushin, not the status of being divorced, but the process of getting divorced. So who's in the, which issue does this relate to? So for example, what we discussed yesterday, can a ketana accept her own get also? Is this only an Naira Muraz, or can the Ketana accept her own get? So we said, it was a Mastira and Rashi, Machlokes Taisus in the Ramban. The question is accepting your own get a function of the act of Gerushin or Chalois Gerushin? So a Naira can act on behalf of her father, a Ketana can't. But if accepting the get is not related to the Chalois Gerushin, it relates to the act of Gerushin, maybe Ketana is in the driver's seat with regards to that. Appointing a Shliach is clearly a function of the Chalois Gerushin. So Ketana, we never thought, could accept a get. No, could appoint a shliach. Not a bar shlichus. The question is accepting the get. Is that a function of the Chalois Gerushin, or is that a function of the Maizeh Gerushin? Or the other issue of Ein Yodas Lishmar Gita, can the father protect her and Bishemar Gita for her? So that's the question. Does that relate to the Maizeh Gerushin or the Chalois Gerushin? So according to the Rishonim, we said the father can serve on her behalf in that situation. So then that seems to indicate that it's a function of the Maizeh Gerushin. If the father can't serve on her behalf, so then it's perhaps a function of the Chalois Gerushin. Yeah.
Why is it so clear that the funding of Shliach is part of the Chalois Gerushin and not the act?
Because Shlichus, as we mentioned in the past, usually stems from the person who's in charge of the transaction. Who can appoint the, you know, power? Who can transfer power of attorney? The person who's in charge. If you're not in charge, you have no power of attorney. So typically speaking, Shlichus is a function or is a right that's given to the person who's in charge of the transaction. So that's why Agamar says only the father can appoint the Shliach, not the daughter.
So which act would be in her domain? Like actually...
deciding, is it against her will, or is she willing, a willing participant? So the Gemara says, well, that's a function, not of the Chalois Gerushin, but of the act of Gerushin. So there, the father is acting on her behalf, and that's why the Gemara derives from there that a Shliach HaKabbalah in general can accept a get on her behalf, against her will. Another issue that seems to be a function of this, Rabbi says, whose name is put in the get? Whose name do you put in the get? You put the father's name or the daughter's name? Says Machlekes Rishonim. Look over here at the Ran. Writes the Ran. Hamad Alvin Dapim Rif. Ava Bekidushe Shtar. Kevin Shashtar Hu Shekaina. Tzarech Shaloshin Hashtar Yedaber. Mishu Mekabo Kiddushin. Who is it addressed to? To the party who's accepting Kiddushin. Kishem Shamagarish Ishtar De Shliach Tzarech Shiyichto Beget. Hare At Muteres. When you give a get to a Shliach, you don't address the Shliach, just the wife. If let's say I'll give it to a daughter appoints her father as a shliach, she's 40 years old, she appoints her 60-year-old father as a shliach, you don't write it to the father. You write it to the daughter. You don't write bitcha or achaitzcha, your sister, if you appoint your brother as a shliach. You don't address third parties. Even if it's a third party, he's accepting it. After the bagra, what if she's a ktana? Or Naira, Umitzkadesh is Bishtar, Tzarech Shiyichto Bishtar, Bitcha. Who is addressed in the Shtar? The daughter. Umiyu ki Yehevla, Oymala, Hare At Mekudeshes. When you're speaking to her, you say Hare At Mekudeshes, but who Rishus is she in? She's in the father. Kin Oysen Get L'Shliach, just like a get. Shebesas Nesina Medaber Imoy, you speak to the Shliach, Afo Pisha Kosev Beget, Hare At. You write your daughter. Who's in charge? Father. But if you look in the Darkei Moshe quotes a dissenting opinion. Because of Aran, then who do you write? You write the daughter. But he quotes in the name of Mari, because of Episkov, that's the Trumas Hadeshen. Kemo Bishar Get. You write like every other get. You address the wife. Anybody who disagrees with this is Moitzi Laz on Gittin, V'chein Kazim Aram Parwa. So who do you address in the get? The daughter. Again, we already saw the father's in the driver's seat with regards to certain issues, the daughter's in the driver's seat with regards to other issues. The question is, who gets addressed in the get? Where does that relate to? Is that relate to the Chalois Gerushin? That's the father. Or does that relate to the Maisa Gerushin? The act of getting divorced, Vinasa Miyada, that relates to the daughter. She's the one who's married. It's his responsibility, the father's responsibility, but it's the wife's marriage. So which aspect gets reflected in the language of the get? Is it the Chalois Gerushin, that's the father, or is it the Maisa Gerushin, that's the daughter? There's clear, division of labor here. You know, there's a division of power. The father's in the charge of the Maisa Gerushin, the daughter's involved in the... I mean, the father's in charge of the Chalois Gerushin, the daughter's involved in the Maisa Gerushin. The question is, which issue relates to what? Can a Ketan accept get? Does accepting a get relate to the Chalois Gerushin or the Maisa Gerushin? Who gets addressed in the Shtar? Does that relate to the Chalois Gerushin or the Maisa Gerushin? But clearly, each one has their roles in regards to this this relationship of the father and the daughter, both accepting the get. Each one has their role. Yeah.
Do any of the Rishonim actually use this lashon of the Chalois versus the...
They don't. That's more of a modern language. But
the Achronim?
Yeah, Achronim use that language, yeah. Yeah. Okay, but Rabbi said, let's get back to the Gemara. Again, Rabbi asked Rav Nachman, when this, they have this relationship of coexistence where the Naira and the father can both accept the get. We had a question, who's the primary participant here? So Naira, the nafkamina will be, can the daughter make a shliach or not? So Naira, Mausha Teyas, the shliach, Kabbal, get me a baila. Is she like the father? Is she not like the father? If she's like the father, meaning is just like the father can make a shliach, she can make a shliach, or maybe no, she's a representative of the father. So Gemara says on the sixth line, Umi misafkale the Rava ha. Did Rava really have a suffix about this? Who's in charge? Vahama Rava. But Rava already has another statement. Cause of get v'nosna biyad abda. You write a get and you give it to her Evid. Yashina mishamarta. He's sleeping and she's watching him. A little creepy, but all right. He's sleeping and she's watching him. Hareza get. The get is good. Neyor, if he's awake, ain't a get. The get's no good. Neyor, am I ain't a get? If he's awake, why is the get no good? The havila chatzer mishtamer shaloi ledata. Because the chatzer is not being watched, ledata. So Gemara says, v'isakadaitach, if you're going to say the daughter is the chatzer of the father, is the father always standing next to the daughter? V'isakadaitach, kechatzer aviyadami, you see, in order for a chatzer to be kind of on behalf of the balaget, in order for the eved to be kind of the get on behalf of the wife, she has to be standing watching him. So if the daughter is a shliach of the father, like the eved of the father, because he's in the driver's seat and she's just his shliach, she's like his chatzer, he should have to be standing next to her, she should have to be sleeping, just like the eved. V'isal kadaitach, kechatzer v'yadami, kimat agita liyo, denami lo tigari, shavu lo chatzer, mishtomer, shalo l'das aviyo. So the Gemara says, always we knew she has her own hand. She's not really like an Eved. She's her own hand. The question is, is she so in charge that she could even appoint her own shliach? See, the Eved has no role of authority in the Gerushin. She has some role, as we already saw from the Gemara. And the question is, how powerful is her role? Can she even appoint a shliach? Is she only in charge of the Maisa Gerushin or even the Chalais Gerushin? And the Gemara concludes she's only involved in the Maisa Gerushin, but she can't appoint her own shliach. Shliach, appointing a shliach is a function of the Chalais Gerushin. We knew she's more in charge than the Eved, but the question is, how in charge is she? But the Gemara tells us over here a fascinating halacha, that in order for the Eved to be kaina, to get on her behalf, she has to be watching over him and he has to be sleeping. It has to be a chotzer mishtameres ledaita. This halacha is based on a Gemara Masechtas Gittin. Excuse me. The Gemara tells the Masechtas Gittin over here, and the fine Zayin of Aleph, then not only can you give a get to the wife, but you can put it in her chatzah. Hazari get le'ishtoi. Huh? Yeah? Hazari get le'ishtoi. Person throws a get to his wife. V'hi b'soich b'eso b'soich chatzer ha'rezi megureshes. She's in her house. She's in her chatzah. She's megureshes. So you don't have to actually hand it to her. You can even put it in her chatzah. Mino animili. How do we know that's the case? The Tanur Rabbanan benosam biyada. The pasuk says you give the get to her hand. Eli ela yada gaga chatzer karfifa minayin. How do you know you could even put it in her hand on a roof in her chatzer minayin? How do you know? Tamalem benosam mikom akom, wherever you put it. V'tani nami haki gabi ganav yadoi. The pasuk says mimotzi simotzi biyadoi. Eli ela yada gaga chatzer karfifa minayin. How do you know if it's in his reshus? Tamalem himotzi simotzi mikom akom. Okay, there's a kinyan called chatzer derived from these two places, from get and from gneva. Not only if it's in your literal hand, but if it's in your chatzer also. Why do we need two sources, get and gneva? So Gemara says we need both. V'tzricha diashmin and get mishum debal karcha megarsha. A get is against her will. Avaganov. So then maybe there only. Avaganov de leisibah, so therefore you could put it in a chatzah, that's also okay. Avaganov de leisibah karcha, emaloi, maybe it has to be in his hand, not in his chatzah. V'yashmin aganov mishum de kanse rachmana. Maybe if it's a ganov, we want to punish him, so we throw the book at him, even a chatzah, he's chayev. But a get, emaloi, maybe not, tzricha, so we needed both. Okay, so it applies in both settings, both ganov and a get. We learn out, not only if you put it in her hand, or the ganov has it in his hand, even if it's in her chatzah, they're kinda. However, the Gemara Baba Metzia, we'll get back to the one getting in a second, the Gemara Baba Metzia tells us that it's not any old chatzer. The Gemara tells us over here, Oizvav, the Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Chatzero shel adam kainaloi shaloi midatoi. Your chatzer, your backyard, is kind of for you, even if you're not aware of it. But, why? Because it's chos for you. Let's say someone's drone drops into my backyard. I want to keep it. I know a guy had a drone flying over his backyard, so it fell in. So he's going nuts. He's trying to download the information to find out who it is, get them arrested. You're not allowed to do that. I don't know. Anyway, I kiss him, I son. So, okay, it falls into my yard. I want to keep it now. I'm going to keep it. Can I? You know, okay, maybe not. Maybe it's Gneva. Or maybe no. Maybe he was mafkirit. Okay, who knows? But you can't be kind of something that falls into your chatzer. But hanimili b'chatzer mishtameres. That's only if it's watched or guarded. Avachatzer meaning there's a fence around it. Avachatzer sheheinem mishtameres. It's open. No. But I oimed b'tzad sadeu in iloy loy. However, if you're standing there, even though it's not a chatzer mishtameres, it's still kaina. Okay? If it's a wall there, fenced in backyard, you're kaina. Feel shalom idato. Even if it's not mishtameres, if you're standing there, then you're kaina. Why? Because now it is mishtameres. But the truth of the matter is, conceptually, there's a difference between these two scenarios. Elam Ravashi, the Gemara continues, and has a whole discussion. We touched on it a little earlier, a few days ago, maybe last week. Is chatzer like a shliach, or is chatzer like an extension of your hand? So the Gemara says, Amar Ravashi, it's both. Chatzer is rabbi mishum yad, v'lagar mishum mishlichus. Sometimes it's a yad, sometimes it's a shliach. Gabi get a chayvula, she doesn't want to, you know, there's no zach in the yadam shalai b'fan of an get, she would rather be married, she's getting supported than be divorced. Ein chavin li adam elo b'fanav. So you need yad. Can't be a shliach, because there's no shlichus when it's a chov. Gabi matana, the schusulo, zach li adam shalai b'fanav, it can be shlichus. So if you look at the Rashi explains, avachatza she'ein mishtameres, im ein oimid b'tzida b'mitziya loikani. If it's a chatza she'ein mishtameres, if you're not standing there, it's no good. The yefshu lios mitam shlichus, can't be a shliach. But if you're standing there, then you're kind of mishum yad. Okay, so Rabbi said this. We know a kinyan chatzer. How do we know? Gemara Gittin, two psukim. By Gneva, by Gittin, v'nosim b'yadah, minkoma kol, either you put it in her hand, you put it in her chatzer. But the Gemara tells us in Bava Metzia, in order to be kind, it has to be a chatzer mishtameres. Has to be a walled in backyard, or you're standing there. And conceptually, there might be a difference. If it's walled in, it's like a shliach. And zach and liyadim shalai b'fanav. Just like I can pick up something on your behalf, your chatzer can, so to speak, pick on something on your behalf. Could be kind of something for you, the drone, if you want it, you know, and he's willing to give it up. It could be kind of on your behalf. But if it's not mishtameres and you're standing there, it could also be kind of. But now conceptually, it's somewhat different. Now it's yado. It's like an extension of your hand. Instead of me actually picking it up, it's like a mitt. You know, I have my whole chatzer over there. That could be kind of like my hand. So getting back to the Gemara Gittin, we said that she could be kind of, again, I don't know if you put it in her hand, but if you put it in her chatzer. Amar Ula, fourth line. By get, everyone agrees you have to be standing there. Chatzer mishtameres is no good, even though by other items to be kind of, you can have a regular old chatzer mishtameres. By a get, she has to be standing there. Why? V'hu shaymenes b'tzad beisu b'tzad chatzera. Rabbi Oishia Amar feel he betfer v'chatzer b'tzipari. Rabbi Oishia says no. Even if she's in Tveria, the chatzer's in Tzipari, still she could be kind as long as the chatzer mishtamerach. He b'tzipari v'chatzer b'tveria megureshes. V'ahi b'seich beisa b'seich chatzer katani. But if you look back in the Mishnah at the beginning, the Mishnah said hazari get le'ishtoi, and she's home. It said she's home. Don't you see? He has to be home. Not you threw it into her window. You know, the opposite of Romeo and Juliet. They threw the get in. Hachi kamar, v'hi kamosha b'sech beisa. If it's mishtameres, it's like she's there. It's like she's home. V'hi kamosha b'sech chatzera. The cave in the chatzera mishtameres. L'dayta, he misgareshes. Since it's mishtameres, it's good enough. So the Gemara suggests, Leim Hakam Efligi, the Mar Sevach Chatz Mishum Yodis Rabbi, Mar Sevach Chatz Mishum Shlichos Rabbi. The Gemara says, no, no. Do you have to actually stand there? Don't you have to stand? If you stand there, it's a yad. If you're not standing there, it's a shliach. So can the Chatz serve as a shliach by the get? The Gemara says, no. The Kuli Yama Chatz Mishum Yodis Rabbi. The question is it only a yad if you're standing there, or is it a yad even if you're not standing there? Mar Sever Ki Yada, Mar Yada Besmucha Chatzer Besmucha. By get, you need yad. You need pasuk says, but not some yad. You need yad. So it's a yad. Is it only considered to be her yad if she's standing there? Just like your hand is next to you, so too your chatzer has to be next to you. Ve'idach, if you're going to take the comparison that far, imay yada bedvuka, chatzer bedvuka. What are you going to say? Her hand is attached to her. The chatzer also has to be attached to her. It's ludicrous. Ela ki yada, ki yada. It's not. We don't take that literally. Ma yada mishtamer sladaita. I have chatzer mishtamer sladaita. Lafuki chatzer mishtamer shloinadata. Okay, so as long as the chatzer is being watched over, even if she's not right there, it's good enough. And we paskin like Ula that it has to be right there. She has to be right next to it. Why? Because even though in the Gemara Bava Metzia we have two types of chatzer, Rabbi say, chatzer we know works. Get geva. Enasim biyada. We said yada, not only yada, but chater gaga kafifa minayin. We learned that from menasim mikol makom, or himatzis simatzis biyada, himatzis simatzis mikol makom. But we said there's two types of chater. In order to be kind of mitum chater, it has to be mishtameres. But there's two types. If it's not mishtameres and you're standing there, that also works. So we said if you're standing there, that's like your hand. If it's just watched over, that's like a shliach. By get, what do you need? She has to be standing there. Okay. Why does she have to be standing there? Because in order, it has to be an extension of her hand. So that's why our Gemara is discussing. She's standing next to the Eved. It's all based on those Gemaras. Why? Because in order for the Eved to be her chatzer, it has to be an extension of her yad, and therefore she has to be standing over the Eved. Yeah.
She only needs to be standing there in case of the Eved accepting it.
You want to give the get to the Eved, which is the case that's being discussed here. So it has to be Mishtameres Ladasa Bailim. The Bailim have to be standing right there. So we said, well, who's the Bailim? See, Mark, at this point, is discussing a regular case of a wife. She's an adult wife. She should be standing next to the Eved because then the Eved could be kind as her chatzer, an extension of her yad. But if she's not standing there, it cannot be an extension of her yad.
And but a typical
shliach,
she wouldn't
do that. No. It's only because it's an Eved who cannot be a Shliach, since he can't be a Shliach. But what can he be? He can be an animated Chatzer. You know, super Chatzer. He can serve as a Chatzer. Even though he can't be a formal Shliach, he's not B'taris getting the Kiddushin. The Gemara later earlier, Ma'atem B'nei Bris, Av Shulchachem B'nei Bris. He's not an Eved, he's not a good Shliach, but at least he can be a Chatzer. If I appoint a Shliach, the Shliach is in my place. A real Shliach. But here for the Chatzer, Mishum Shlichus, that's no good by get. Because the pasuk says, "V'nasim biyada," you need the type of chatzer that's yad. When do you have that? If she's standing right there.
If she's like right there, like, and she's allowed to step in anyways, like, they just give it to her.
You're asking a practical question.
I guess we're just trying to like flesh out like theory.
I don't know. She's holding grocery bags. I don't know. She's holding, okay. Who knows? We're discussing in theory. It doesn't matter.
I mean, it has to be in her hands to really get.
Why would you do this? I don't know. Like we never get involved in that.
Like put it on the floor next to her. That's, she has to actually take it.
Yes. Or you put it in her house and she's right there. That also works. But she's in the middle of the Rosh Hashanah. I finally meet her in Times Square. We met up. Oh, I got to get rid of this stupid get. So I give it to her, call over two witnesses, give it to her. She says, I have no hands. And she refuses to take it. So I give her, see, she has an Eved. I give it to the Eved. However, okay, so that's what's going on in our Gemara. The problem is, though, Rabbi say, look at the Gemara and Gittin discusses this case directly. The Gemara says in Masechtas Gittin, Amar Rava, Kazav Laget, Menosnu Biyad Avda, Yoshen Mishamata, Reis a Get. If he's sleeping and she's watching over him, he's a Get. Nay or ain't a Get. But one minute, why if he's awake is it not a Get? The Havi Lachatza Mishtamer Shaloi Ladata. What does standing next to the chatzer accomplish? Now she's watching over it, and she's in charge of the chatzer. That's like an extension of her hand. What's the problem with the Eved? The Eved is not the same as the chatzer. You know why? You know why Rabbi said the Eved is not the same as the chatzer? Chatzers don't talk back. Chatzers don't have their own das. Chatzer is going to listen to the wife, whatever she says. She's in charge. The Eved has a mouth. He has das. He can talk back. She's not in charge. How can you call the Evan an extension of the wife that it's her yad if she's standing right there? If she's standing next to the chatzar, it's her yad because she's in charge. Chatzar has no das. She's standing next to the Evan has das. So how can she be in charge? Says the Gemara. Must be he's sleeping. Now he's like a chatzar. A mishtameres ledaita. Neyor eino geta. Havilo chatzar mishtameres shaloi ledaita. If he's awake, it's not, because he could walk away. He doesn't have to listen to her. Yashin mishamata reze get. So he's sleeping. That's our Gemara. If the Gemara would have stopped there, our Gemara would be the same as that Gemara. The problem is the Gemara continues. Amai, why is it a good get? Vaita still is not a good get. Why not? There's another halacha called chatzer mehaleches. If you have a moving chatzer, that's never good. V'chatzer mehaleches loy kana. So what is called a chatzer mishtameres? In order to be kind of kinyan chatzer, we're getting all the, you know, background lesson on chatzer, has to be chatzer mishtameres. Another problem with, you know, in order of qualification, specification to be a kinyan chatzer, it cannot be a chatzer mehaleches if it moves. You'll say, he's sleeping. V'chitema, yoshin shayni, he's sleeping. After all, where's he going? Sleepwalking. V'alma Rava, kol she'ilu mehalech lekana. Rava says no. What it means is you can move around. As long as it can move, I'm in the yeshiv, like Kana, even if you're sitting or standing in one place, you're not kind of a hilchasa b'kafa. So you know when an eved is kind of? You know when an eved can be kind of the get for the wife? She has to be standing there to be an extension of her hand. But one minute, he's not a chatzer. He could talk back. How's that chatzer mishtameres ladata? She's not in charge. He has a das of his own. He's sleeping. But there's still another problem. Not only chatzer mishtameres ladata, he's a chatzer malacha. So the Gemara says he's tied up. As the Gemara says. Where is this halacha of chatzim halachas over here? Oisches, Gemara bar Mitzia. The Gemara says, I'm tassim ebeiz, I'm a rabba. E amale kani behema v'kani kalim. I say here, take an animal, and there are kalim that are on top of it. How you kind of an animal? We didn't do this actually. It's a Mishnah in Kiddush and Dafchav Hey. You kind of with Mashiach, you pull the animal. So you're kind of the animal. Can you be kind of the kalim too? Does that make a kinyan on the kalim that are on top of it? How you have to be kind of kalim is with hagbah to pick them up. But maybe I could be kind of the kalim with a kinyan chatzer. Because the animal now could be a chatzer. I'm kind of the animal. Can the animal be a chatzer? Says the Gemara, no. Chatzim alechasi. It's a moving chatzer. The chatzim aleches loy kana. V'chitei mekisha amda. Maybe it's standing still. The only time he could be kind of kalim on top of the animal, the animal's tied up. So too, when can the eved accept the get for the behalf of the wife? Number one, he's got to be mishtameres ladaita. How are you going to do that? If you stand next to a chatzar, it's mishtameres ladaita, it's an extension of the wife's hand. If she's standing next to the chatzar, next to the house, there was the Gemara getting on the fine Zion, because the chatzar doesn't talk back. What about the eved that has his own das? He's got to be sleeping. Okay, but now there's another problem. Chatzim aleches, no good. Gemara bar Mitzia, daf tes. So how you can override that? How you can overcome that? He's tied up. Okay, he's tied up. What's the problem now with Agamara? Agamara says, when can a wife be kinda a get if it's put in the hands of her eved? As long as he's sleeping. And she's standing right there. Yeah, that's part of the story. But it never mentioned the fact that what? That he also is tied up. He has to be tied up. Never mentioned that. What about that part? What about that part? So Agamara only mentions what? Sleeping, and she's standing there. Never mentioned the tied up part. It's curious, a problem. There's a Gemara in Gittin that does just the opposite. Only mentions the tied up part, doesn't mention the sleeping part. Look over here, Gemara Gittin of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Oisyur Amar Rava, Kasev Lo Get, Benasnu Biyad Avdoi. Take a get, you put it in the hand of the Eved. Whose Eved? Whose Eved is this? Everybody say, what does the Vav mean at the end? His get, his Eved. Of course it's no good, it's his Eved. The answer is, because of a shtar matana lov, you give her the eved. That's her parting gift. Okay? Give her the eved and the get. Shukona, both at the same time. Kanasai umiskareshes bad. Very nice. Okay? He's a nice guy. Gave her a parting, you know, severance, parting package. Vamai, says the Gemara, how can he be kind? She be going to get same old story. Chatzim alechis, see, they ever can walk around. Chatzim alechis loy kana. Vichitema ba oimed, vama rabba kol shiyum ahalik loy kana. What are you going to tell me, standing still, even if he would, but if he would be walking around, you want to be kind, so still no good. The hilchos of the kaf is only tied up. What about the fact that he has to be sleeping? What about the fact that she has to be standing there? Otherwise, it's not mishdameres l'daita. All that's mentioned here is the kafus. In our Gemara, all that's mentioned is she's standing there and he's sleeping. In the Gemara Gittin, all that's mentioned is that he's tied up. And the Gemara, other Gemara Gittin says, you need both. You need the Eved, you need to be standing there and him to be sleeping and the Eved to be tied up. What do we conclude from this? So the Ran writes, you need both. The Gemara said, you need both. He has to be sleeping, tied up. Two separate problems. Chatzim Mishtameres, Chatzim Aleches. The only reason the Gemara only mentioned one here and in the other Gemara again, no, and Daf Chaf Aleph Ma'alf, is because we're not giving you the whole story every time we discuss the issue. We're addressing the relevant point. So in our Gemara, Rabbi Sai, what are we trying to prove? Which person has to be standing next to the Eved, the father or the daughter? So that's the only issue we discuss. We're not discussing Chatzim Aleches. What are we bringing up? The Eved is tied up. It's irrelevant to our discussion. We have a lot of tangents in the Gemara, but that's too far. The Gemara in Gittin, over there, Chaval from an Aleph, only asked from the fact that he's a Chatzim Aleches. The Gemara didn't ask from the fact that he's a Chatzim not Mishdameres Ladata. So the Gemara didn't bring up the fact that he's sleeping and she's standing there. In order to make it Mishdameres Ladata, if I'm standing next to my Chatzim doesn't talk back. The Eved has to be sleeping and she has to be standing there. Even by regular chatzah, the wife has to be standing there. Certainly the Eved, she has to be standing there. An Eved, in order to make it into a chatzah, the equivalent, he has to be sleeping. So Gemara didn't bring that up. The Gemara never asked about that. So in each case, the Gemara is bringing up the issue that's relevant at the time. But the truth of the matter is, when we see the whole story addressed in a direct fashion, on the Vayin Chesem et al, and get in, the Gemara says, you need both. And that's how the Ran Paskins. Look over here, Ice Test, and Roiv Harishainim. Koivar. Ki kamar rabbi yoshin mishamar tarez get bekafus kamar. Hilcha kafus v'yoshin ba'iran. Kafus kidei shul yachatzim aleches. He has to be tied up so it shouldn't be a chatzah that walks around. V'yoshin kidei shul mishtameres l'data. It has to be a chatzah mishtameres l'data. V'nosim b'yada. It has to be an extension of her yad. In order to be an extension of your yad, you can't just have a walled-in backyard. You got to be standing there. Push it. Not push it, but it works out nicely. Not so bad. But then the Ran says, "Vacherim pirshu." What's the other possibility here? Rabbi say, is that the Gemara over there in Ayinchesim and Aleph means not both. Maybe that Gemara meant both, but we have indications from these two sugyas, our Gemara and the Gemara Gina Chaf Aleph. Maybe it's enough with one. Maybe it's either or, either sleeping and she's standing there, or tied up, but not both. Maybe midrabban on both, but midaraisa not both. V'acherim pirshu d'alki kamar v'hilchasa d'yoshin loikana ela b'kafus. You need yoshin and tied up. V'eim ahachi kafus v'mishamar t'arez a get. If he's tied up and she's watching over it, then it's a get. Eino kafus, eino get. Hilcha kafus bein neir bein yoshin havi get. Did we read the Gemara? It's enough with kafus. When the Gemara said bekafus, if you look back at the Gemara in Chesmet Aleph, the Gemara said hilchasa bekafus, that means, and if it's kafus, you don't need yashen. That doesn't mean you need yashen in addition to kafus. That means once you have kafus, that solves all your problems. We didn't want to say that drastic, really. The evidence tied up. I mean, come on. Sleeping, okay. Everybody has to sleep once a day, you know, at some point, every other day. How long do you go without sleeping? That's common. To have an Eved tied up, how common is that? But the Gemara says, no, he's tied up. So once he's tied up, he doesn't have to be sleeping. V'chein das harambam, parakei mehuchas gerushin. That what? It's enough with either or. Once he's kafus, you don't need yashin. V'eina mechuvar. The Ran doesn't like this. V'od var mayim, Also what he says is a Pella, because he says if he's Yoshein, you don't need Kafus. How could that be? Kafus, we could say, once you got the Kafus already, that eclipsed Yoshein. The Rambam also says, once you have Yoshein, you don't need Kafus. You only need Kafus, Midi Rabbanan. So Rambam assumes it's either or. Then Agamar is very good. Agamar is excellent. You know why we didn't mention Kafus? Once he's Yashin and she's standing, you don't need Kafus. And you know why the Gemara in Gittin, Alef Lefav Alef, mentioned only Kafus, you don't need Yashin? Because you don't need both. When do you need both, Midai Raisa? You don't. You only need one or the other. The Ran says there's a problem. Because the Ran says you need both. The Gemara said, Ayiches, Kafus and Yashin. So our Gemara, you must say, is only addressing the issue that's, you know, that's salient. The salient, relevant discussion is who has to be standing there, the father or the daughter. The Gemara in Gittin, Alef Lefav is discussing tied up. It wasn't discussing Chatzim Mishtameris. But really, the two issues exist. According to the Rambam, it's either or. Why should it be either or? Why should it be either or? The Gemara sounded like it needs both. So perhaps the answer is, Shefter once explained like this, that perhaps the Machlekes hinges upon Machlekes Rashi and Tosis as to why you need Chatzah Malechus, why a Chatzah Shein Malechus. Look back, Oisches, why do you need the Chatzah to not be Malechus? Why? Why can it not be a walking around Chatzah? We said she has to be standing there in order to be an extension of her hand. Okay. But why do you need it to be not walking around? Yeah?
Isn't that like, if it's really your hand,
how can it be walking around? Yeah, good for you. That's what Tosis says. Look at Tosis, second bracket, since you mentioned it, we'll start there. Chatzer mishum yad israboy v'avishabir, do me the yad. Your hand doesn't walk around. Huh? So, frekta b'kiva eger. What do you mean your hand doesn't walk around? You walk around, your hand walks around with you. What do you mean your hand doesn't walk around? T'morli! Din ken, aguf atzmoy mikri mahalif. Vamai Mahani doesn't get Al-Rosha. What's the difference between her hand and her head? She surely doesn't have to need it in her hand. She can put it on her head. What's the difference? The head walks around. Gamamai, but doesn't get beyond. Avdo, Mikri Chatz Malach. What's the difference? So, what does it mean, Mahalech? Look at the second line of Rabbi Kiva Eger over there in the Gilyan Ashas. Al Kocha de Yad by Guf Charhu. My hand doesn't walk away from me. If it does, there's a bigger problem. Right? Wherever you go, that's where, you know, like the lamb and Mary, right? Wherever you go, so your hand is sure to follow. What Rabbi Kiva Eger seems to be arguing is, not the reason Chatzim Aleches is not a problem. I mean, he could be within Tosis that is Mishum Yad, but just like Yad doesn't walk away from you, your Chatzim can't walk away from you. The animal can walk away from you, the Eved can walk away from you, that's no good. But it's perhaps still Dumya the Yad. Rashi learns entirely differently. You know why you need a Chatzim that's not Maleches? Because then it's not Mishdameris. If it can walk around, I can't watch it. The kaimel and chatzer show them kainelai. Look at Rashi. Behem to kechatzer velchatzim alechasi. Velchatzim alechas loy shamina de tikni. Dechi israboy me mimazi simazi biyoda gag chatzer vekavifu israboy de loy nai vahavi mishtamer. You can't watch it if it's walking all over the place. So what do you see from Rashi, Rabbi Yisai? Chatzim alechas and chatzim mishtameris are really the zel bazach. It's the same thing. Why can't you have a chatzer that walks around? Because if it walks around, I can't watch it. Tai says, no, it's two separate things. Just like your hand is watched, your chatzah is to be watched. Just like your hand doesn't walk around, your chatzah can't walk around. You say, I walk around, yeah, it means it doesn't walk separate from me. It doesn't, we walk on the same side of the street. But just like yad, so too chatzah. So these are really two separately mudim, and they exist independently. But if it's because it's not mishtameres, chatzah malechas and chatzah mishtameres are the same thing. So Shetler once suggested that's perhaps what's going on here in the Machlekes HaRishayim over here. About whether or not by the Eved you need Yoshein and standing there and Kafus, or just Yoshein and standing there or Kafus. Kafus is for Chatzim Aleches. Yoshein and standing there is for Chatzim Mishtameres. But guess what? If they're both the same thing, Once the Eved is sleeping and you're standing there and it's Mishtameres, that's the way you solve the problem. Chatz Malakas. The only reason you can't have a Chatz Malakas is because you can't watch it. But if it'll be sleeping and you're standing there, you can watch it. So the Rambam feels it's redundant. You don't need both. Like Rashi. Rashi told us they're all the same thing. Chatz Malakas, Chatz Mishtameres, all the same thing. So that's what the Rambam feels. It's either or. However, the Ran seems to argue like Tosis, that they're both learned out from Yad. Just like your hand doesn't walk away from you, your chatzah can't be, have locomotion. It can't be that it's able to walk away from you. And just like it can't be mobile. And so too, just like your chatzah is, your Yad is next to you, your chatzah has to be next to you, has to be watched over. These are two things that we learn out from Yad, but they're not, the same type of idea. They're two limudim, two similarities to Yad. Do we have an awesome biyada? But Chatz Mishtameres, Chatz Maleches, according to Rashi, are the same thing. It's just Mishum Mishtamer. It's an extension of Mishtameres. Not because it's Dumya Diyad. It's because you need a Chatz Mishtameres. And a Chatz Mishtameres might not even be because it's Dumya Diyad. Might be because it's a whole separate thing. Rabbi said, look back at Ois Vav. The Ran says over there in the bracket, why do you need a Chatz Mishtameres? The Ran said, because of Yad. The Ran is consistent. Everything is learned out from Yad. You need Mishtameres, you need Malachas, so by the Eved, you need Kafus, and you need Yashen. Everything Dumya the Yad. The Rosh says, you know why you need Mishtameres? You need Mishtameres because otherwise nobody has intention to be Kaina. A Svara. Not because it's Dumya the Yad. She has to be standing there that's Dumya the Yad. But why do you need, that's what the Gemara said. But why do you need Mishtameres? Why does it have to be walled in and fenced in? That's not because of Dumya the Yad. Otherwise, no one has intention to be Kaina. I don't think, somebody blows into my backyard and it's not fenced in. Probably don't have intention to be kind. The only time you have intention to be kind is if it's walled in. So maybe neither of them are learned out from Yad. But according to the Ran and according to Tosis, that they're both learned out from Yad, so now we understand why I need both. They're both limudim from Yad, just like your Yad is watched over and it's next to you, and it's not mobile. So to this Eved, it has to be next to you, it's got to be watched over, it can't be mobile, kafus, shame. Standing there. But according to the Rush, according to Rashi, these are not Dumi Diyad. They're all one thing. You have to have a mind to be kind. It has to be a Chatz Mishtameres. So if it's the evidence standing there sleeping, that's enough. You don't need both. You don't need Kafus and tied up. I mean, it's redundant already. My gosh, what do we have to do to this Eved? There's one other Machlekes that might be linked to this, Rabbi Yisrael. Look over there. Turn over here. Yud. The Gemara said again, the guy who gave the nice gift, parting gift to his wife, he gives her the Eved and the Get on top of it. Instead of a bow, it's a Get. So the Rashba writes, V'ekimna b'kofus, du'ahavi chatz malechus. Must be tied up, otherwise it's a chatz malechus. Ava b'she'eno kofus, havele chatz malechus ve'eno kaina. Ve'eved kansa. It's true she's kind of the Eved. Ava Get loy kansa. She's not kind of the get, but ain't a miscarriage's boy. Ella imkein lot lo habal the husband has nula. The husband has to pick up the get off the eved and give her the get. That doesn't sound like that from the Gemara. Sounds like once she gets the eved with the get on top, he gets the award for most interesting delivery of get. It's hers. She's divorced. Says the Rashba. No, he's got to pick it up and give it to her. Aval natalto he loin is garsha. If she picks it up off the Eved, it's no good. Mishum dahavale tli gitech me'agabi karka d'loy kana. If you remember, we mentioned yesterday, if I say to her here, I hate, it's in so much spite and hatred, I say, I'm not even giving you the get, I pick it up off the ground. You can't do that. Because it says, v'nasim b'yada, you have to give it to her. Tli gitech me'agabi karka, no good. So here too, she gets the Eved with the get on top, she's going to pick it up off the Eved, that's tli gitech me'agabi karka. Aval ra'isi l'rambam, Shekasa ve'ein emigureshes ad sheyegi get liyada demash v'sha'af alpi she'ein erchayze v'noi taltoi v'noi senes lo migureshes v'tzarech yud. The Rambam says there's no problem of tli gitech me'agavi karka. She can accept the get off the hand of the Eved. Why? Why doesn't he have to pick it up again? The husband has to give it to her. He can't say pick it up off the ground. If I give it to her in a chatzer, that's like giving it to her. But when he put the get on the Eved, was the Eved hers? Rabbi said, when he put the get on the Eved, whose was the Eved? The husband's. When she takes the Eved, she's cutting the get also. But that's like Tlikitech Magabri Karka. He didn't hand it to her. If I put it in a window, well, man, you know, I jump up on a ladder, I throw stones at a window, and I slip in a get. That's like handing it to her in her hand. That's not Tlikitech Magabri Karka. It's like an extension of her hand if she's home. But if I give it to the Eved and the Eved belongs to me, but when she's kind of the Eved, she's kind of the get, that's Tlikitech Magabri Karka. I didn't hand it to her. So the Rambam says, you have to pick it up and hand it to her now again. The Rambam says, no, the minute she gives you kind of the Eved, you kind of the get too. So Reb Chaim explains, Reb Chaim has a sefer on Chidush Malashas, Reb Chaim stencils. So he explains that that's linked to this machlekes here too. If the reason why you need chatzah mishtameres and you need a chatzah that's not maleches is all because it's dumya diyad, then if you don't have these things, guess what it is? Not yad. And therefore, guess what it is? It's tligitech me'agabi karka. So the Rambam was assuming like the Ran, that the reason why I need Mishameres, the reason why I need my Lechas, you need Kafus, you need Yashay. Not like our Gemara is only half the story. You need Kafus, you need Yashay, and you know why? Because otherwise it's not Yad. So therefore, if you put it on the Eved, and the Eved is Chatzim, you know, is my Lechas, even though it's Kafus now, but when she's kind of the Eved, she's going to get the get, but at the same time, it's Tlikitech, Me'agabi Karka. However, according to the Rambam, that it's the only reason you need a chatzah ma'alecha, you know, it's not ma'alecha, it's the only reason you need a chatzah that's not mishtamer, you know, that be mishtameres, that she has to be standing there, is not because it's dumi the yad. It's yad the whole time. It's because otherwise, she doesn't have a mind to be kaina. It is her chatzah, just it's not, she probably, you know, she might not have a mind to be kaina. But it is her chatzah. It's a separate problem. See, according to the Rajba, it's not her chatzer. So, unless it's Dumi Diyad. So unless it's Dumi Diyad, it's not her chatzer. So unless it's an Eved Kofus, and if it's Maleches, it's no good. But according to the Rambam, that no, Maleches Mishtameres are not because you need Dumi Diyad. So even if it's not Mishtameres, even if it is Maleches, it's still Yad. As long as she's standing there, it's still Yad. So the minute she's kind of the Eved, it's still Yad. It's like you put it in her hand. She doesn't have a mind to be kind of yet. So when she's kind of the Eved, she'll get to get it at the same time. It's not Tlikitech Me'agabi Karka. The only reason it has to be Mishtameres, the only reason it has to be not Maleches, is because otherwise she doesn't have a mind to be kind of necessarily. But the minute she will have a mind to be kind of, so then it was already put into her Yad. Meaning, since these things are not the violation of Yad, it's not a problem because it's not Yodo. So then, therefore, she doesn't have to pick up the get again. It's like you did put it in her hand. But according to the Rajba, if you don't have these things, it's not Yad. So then perhaps it would be a problem to get that one out. Yeah.
Is it possible to also be